What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Mom Mindset. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle a million things, your kids' schedules, work deadlines, dinner prep, maybe even squeezing in a quick workout. And suddenly, bam, you're on the verge of snapping over something as small as someone leaving their shoes in the hallway. Yeah, I feel you. But what if there was a way to navigate those moments with a little more grace? A way to cultivate patience instead of frustration? Well, get ready because today's episode is all about building patience through self-awareness and intention. We're diving deep into how understanding ourselves better can actually help us manage our reactions and stay calm in the chaos. First things first, let's talk about self-awareness. This isn't some mystical concept, it's simply about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Ever notice how certain situations trigger a particular emotion? Maybe you get stressed when the house is messy or anxious when you have too many commitments. Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards managing them. Think of it like this. Self-awareness is like having an internal GPS that guides you through those emotional roadblocks. Next, we've got intention. This means making a conscious choice to respond to situations in a way that aligns with your values. Instead of reacting impulsively out of anger or frustration, you can pause, take a deep breath, and choose a more thoughtful response. It's like deciding how you want to show up in the world. Do you want to be known for your patience and calm demeanor? Then make that your intention. Now, let's get real. Building patience is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're nailing it, and there will be days when you're back to square one. But the key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing yourself compassion. Remember, even the most patient people have their moments. Think about it this way. Imagine a plant struggling to grow in rocky soil. It needs nutrients and support to thrive. Patience is like that fertile soil it allows us to cultivate inner peace and resilience. Okay, let's bring this back to real life. Picture this. You're rushing out the door with your kids trying to get everyone ready for school or work. The dog needs to be walked, the breakfast dishes haven't been cleared, and your phone is blowing up with emails. Suddenly, you realize you can't find one of your child's shoes. It's a classic scene, right? But instead of letting that moment derail your entire morning, take a deep breath. Remember your intention to be patient and present. Acknowledge the frustration, but don't let it control you. Think about what you can do in the situation. Maybe offer a quick reminder to your child about their shoes, or delegate the task to your partner if possible. You could even use this as an opportunity to teach your kids about responsibility by saying something like, "Hey, next time we're getting ready, let's double check our shoes before we head out." See? With a little self-awareness and intention, you can turn that stressful moment into a chance for growth and connection. So, the main takeaways from today's episode are: first, get to know yourself. What triggers your frustration? What makes you feel calm and centered? Second, set intentions for how you want to respond in challenging situations. Remember, patience is not about suppressing your emotions, it's about choosing a more constructive way to express them. And finally, keep practicing. Building patience takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself feeling calmer, more grounded, and better equipped to handle life's inevitable ups and downs. Ready to put these tips into action? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know what triggers you most and how you're working towards building more patience in your own life. I can't wait to hear from you. And remember, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep showing up for yourself. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.